We pray, Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. Amen. Is history the account of haphazard events? Is it the account of the human race running amok, controlling times and events? Or is history the story of the detailed and purposeful plan of God? That's a question that plagued the prophet Habakkuk. Everyone is involved in creating history, but few people see what's really going on. The flow of events appears to be in the control of the whims of men, especially wicked men. They seize control of power, and they use the power to their own benefit. Like seagulls following a fishing vessel, most human beings are willing to follow a dominant leader because they hope that they're going to profit by his success. Meanwhile, faithful Christians cry out, Lord, how long will the wicked triumph? And so also Habakkuk cried out, O Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear? Even cry out to you violence and you will not save. It was an evil day in which Habakkuk lived. Wickedness dominated the lives of the people of the land. Violence and oppression were found everywhere. Crime was on the increase. Dishonesty and cheating were found in the government and in business. Justice was rare. It was very rare. It was a land ripe for judgment. And judgment was knocking at the door. The Chaldean armies were already beginning their march toward Judah. And this was the source of frustration for Habakkuk, because he couldn't understand, first of all, why the Lord was allowing this wickedness to go on in the land. And then when the Lord announced his solution to the problem, Habakkuk was even more confused. Why do you look upon those who deal treacherously and hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more righteous than he? What he's talking about here is that God is using a totally heathen nation to bring judgment upon God's own people. So why would God smash an evil pitcher with an even more evil hammer? Well, rather than give the specifics of why he was doing what he was doing and why he chose this particular hammer, God points Habakkuk in a different direction. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets, that he may run who is reading it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though he tarries, wait for him, because he will surely come, he will not tarry. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. God's purpose in everything that he was doing for Israel was to bring them to their ordained destiny, to bring forth the Savior of the world. So God is here telling Habakkuk that the appointed time is going to come. The Savior is going to be there when he is supposed to be there. And he will not tarry. He will not delay. Until then, Habakkuk needed to live by faith, to simply trust God. There was a purpose for Israel, and there was a purpose for everything that God is doing with Israel. And that purpose would be carried out. Trust me, God says, I know what I'm doing. Well, there are similar things going on in the world today. We have wickedness, violence, oppression, crime, dishonesty, cheating in business and in government, injustice in the courts. And one wonders if there's a modern day Chaldea out there somewhere beginning its march on the United States. Many people are desperate, desperately worried about the future of our country. The financial disasters that has taken place is seen by them as something that's going to have an impact on generations to come, creating hard times. As for me, I'm concerned about the impact of present immorality, the impact that that's going to have on your future. The mass slaughter of unborn babies, the toleration and even promotion of the depravity of homosexuality, the abuse of power in business and in government, the widespread dissemination of pornography, the despising of marriage, and we could go on. If this is happening now, what's it going to be like when you are trying to raise your children? So I worry, but that's my sin. God tells me, my son is going to return. Though he tarries, wait for him, because he will surely come, he will not delay. As for those who proudly believe that they are in control, their soul is not upright in them. And as for the just, he shall live by his faith. The just, the one who is declared righteous for the sake of Christ, you and I have been forgiven, washed clean in the blood of Christ. So yes, the Messiah did come. The righteousness of Christ has been counted to your credit and to mine. We are the just, and we live by faith. Faith in the promises of God. Faith in the promise that Christ is going to come again. In spite of everything that's going on in this world, Christ is going to come again. And we are going to ascend to glory. We live by faith in the steadfast love of God that is going to carry us through. He controls everything. So we will receive the final goal of our faith. Trust me, God says, I know what I'm doing. Your Savior is coming back to get you. And nothing that's going on in your world is going to stop that from happening. So as you view the events that are unfolding in the world and things seem to be just getting out of control, with evil people appearing to have their own way, don't worry about it. Like Habakkuk, even if you don't understand exactly what God is doing and why He's doing it, just trust Him. He's ruled this world for over 6,000 years. And throughout that time, He has brought every single one of His people safely into heaven. One after another. So regardless of how things look in the world around us, trust the Lord. Your day will come. The Lord's day will come. We conclude with hymn 221, verses 5 and 6.
Nothing from the
announcement.